Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration once again. Let's pray. Dear Father God, you are worthy, Lord, to be praised and honored, Lord, as we come before you again, Lord, today. May your Spirit, Lord, give a word of inspiration for the listeners, Lord, and that you touch each hearer, listener, and Lord, may comfort and encourage and strengthen each heart, Lord. And we ask for these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today I wanted to read one more example of standing still and observing or watching God work his salvation. We get these examples from the old scriptures, and this one is in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Let me read part of the chapter there. So this was during the reign of King Jehoshaphat. So verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other besides the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim their fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O Lord, God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? Verse 8, and they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If, when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us, to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, and their wives and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Aren't those beautiful words to hear when it seems like an insurmountable enemy is in front of you? And you call upon the Lord, and then we hear these words of, Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the battle is not yours but God's. And that's what my message has been in the last couple of days here, is that the battle is not ours. We need to allow the Lord to work his salvation. We need to allow the Lord to work his work in us. We are just instruments. We're not the ones that are. We're not doing the battle with our own ability. It's through God, and that's the mistake that we could make is if we allow fear to overtake us, then we don't. When you fear, then you're not so apt to trust in God to do His work. And so it continues here in verse 16. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korhites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 22, And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. So from what I understand here is that, if we remember, God had said, this battle is not yours, you will not have to fight. God himself was going to do it, and it sounds like here. So they came forward singing praise and praising the Lord to battle. And so the Lord started working his salvation. He set ambushments, it says. It says that the children of Ammon and Moab, they stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. So all these people that were before were united as one enemy coming against Israel. All of a sudden, they turned on each other. And it says they utterly slew and destroyed. The Ammonites and the Moabites destroyed the people of Mount Seir. And then when they were done with the inhabitants, killing all the inhabitants of Seir, then they turned on each other, the Ammonites and Moabites turned on each other. And verse 24 says, And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. It's amazing, the salvation of the Lord. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in the gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Berachah, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called the valley of Berachah unto this day. In their return, every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest around about. Yeah, I just think it's so amazing this, what the Lord does when he was called upon, when Jehoshaphat could see that he wasn't going to be able to fight this great army that was coming against him. And he says that he declared a fast, I believe. And it says that they gathered to ask help of the Lord. He proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. That was in verse 3. So then the Lord responds by coming, by sending his spirit that came upon this this man, son of a Levite, Jahaziel, I guess his name was, that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. So like the Holy Spirit that was able to speak these words and encourage the people to, and told them, this is the Lord's battle. So, and we saw here how the Lord saved them. It says, told them to stand still, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. So let's stand still, let's allow the Lord to do the battle that we face each day, or whatever battle it is in your life. Take it to the Lord. He has a way out. He has an answer for every trouble. But that's my encouragement for today, and may the Lord bless you until we speak again next time.